Thank you for tuning in to the CISO Minute, brought to you by Cybercrime Magazine and Cisco. The CISO Minute is a weekly mini podcast episode that brings you advice for and about chief information security officers. Go from under siege to under control with Cisco Security. Welcome back to another CISO Minute. It's your host, Georgia Reed, over at Cybercrime Magazine. Today, we're going to talk about some very good advice that we got from one of our friends in the industry, Teresa Payton. Teresa is a former White House Chief Information Security Officer. Actually, she was the CIO in the White House, for the Bush administration. She's also the founder and the president over at Fortalice Solutions. That's F-O-R-T-A-L-I-C-E. They do all sorts of incident response and forensics for various clients in the public and private sectors. So, lessons about incident response with Teresa Payton. Number one, you're gonna need a kill switch. That's for every single area of your infrastructure, every single device or network. Number two, segment it to save it. This is about putting in user controls. And three, have a playbook, an updated incident response playbook. Let's start there. She says, if your playbook is out of date or it's based on last year's technology, if it's not fresh, you're really gonna have a problem if there is, God forbid, an incident, a hack, a breach. So make sure you're constantly reading the headlines. We'll help you out with that at cybercrimemagazine.com and all of our Twitter accounts over here. Pull from the headlines to make your playbook current. Next, you're gonna wanna segment it to save it. Make sure that you have various networks, various VPNs, not just data and networks, but also user access. Vendor management is important too. Any kind of new apps, partners, or users, cordon them off so that everyone is safe and no one is vulnerable in case of an incident. And last, you're gonna want some sort of kill switch on all of your devices. Kill those IoT devices, apps, operating systems, managing anything from the back office. Think about a kill switch and have limited functionality when there is a breach going on. These are just proactive steps that you can take just in case something does happen. If you want more information, definitely check us out on the web at cybercrimemagazine.com. Cybercrime Magazine is dedicated to bringing you relevant and interesting information, facts, figures, and statistics with all of our podcasts. For more information, visit us on the web at cybercrimemagazine.com. And be sure to rate us 5 stars in your podcast app. Thanks, and see you again next week for another CISO Minute, brought to you by Cisco. Go from overwhelmed to empowered with Cisco Security.